You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The owners of Mall of Africa and Garden Route Mall, ATAC, today announced a healthy set of results for the full year ending 30 June 2024. The company reported full year dividend growth of 19.0% to 69 cents per share, with distributable income per share increasing by 19.9% to 86.2 cents. Operationally, the group delivered a sturdy performance, with the occupancy rate rising to 92.8% and collection rates remaining high at 100.2%. It is also positioned for growth with developments at Waterfall City. We speak now to Raj Nana. He is the Chief Financial Officer at ATAC. He's on the line for more. Thank you very much, Raj, for your time this evening. Perhaps you can characterize the results for us. How would you?
Yeah, I think very pleased with the set of results we released this year. I think in a very tough operating environment, to grow your distributable income per share by almost 20% is quite a surprise to the market, and we've received a lot of positive feedback. And I think, we've also positioned our outlook for next year, and we've guided the market to a further 20% growth. So overall, a good set of results, and I think it'll continue into the next financial year as well.
Right. Your balance sheet has also been further strengthened, no doubt something that makes you sleep well at night.
Absolutely. So I think partly what's contributed to both the very good income statement results or growth in distributable income per share has also contributed to the very healthy balance sheet, gearing at 25.4%. And that, like I said, part of that is attributable to the transaction that we did with the GEPF in October last year, where they acquired 30% of Waterfall City. And we used all of those proceeds to pay down debt and get us to the position where we are. And that, coupled with our development pipeline in Waterfall, of both warehouses and logistics, as well as some offices, etc., we've got the balance sheet to roll that out. So I think a very good position to be in what's still, I think, quite a tough market. We're very pleased to be in this position.
What of the exiting of your minority investment in MAS PLC?
Yeah, so I mean, we exited that during March. It wasn't a long-term hold for us, and more around the, strategically, we like to own and control our investments by holding a 6.5% shareholding in another listed company. That was never going to be a long-term strategy for us, and they suspended their dividends for at least 3 years. We looked strategically at what we could do with recycling that capital that we had to dispose of those shares. And we disposed of the shares in March, and before the end of June, we acquired the remaining 20% in Mall of Africa that we didn't own. So I think strategically a nice swap for us. And Mall of Africa, as one of the best performing super regional malls in South Africa. We own the 80%. We manage 100% of the mall. We understand what the growth potential looks like. So a great acquisition for us, and it's going to feature very prominently in the future of ATAC in Waterfall City.
I just want us, Raj, if you don't mind, to just go back to your debt strategy, right? So what's the next phase when you speak of entering the debt capital market?
Yeah, so between last year October and today, we've done a substantial amount of work around the balance sheet. We repaid 2.9 billion rands worth of debt. We refinanced a further 4.1 billion and reduced our weighted average margin by 30 basis points. The phase two of our debt strategy is to enter the debt capital markets, so effectively diversify our funding base from not just banks, but also to fixed income investors. To this end, we recently obtained our first credit rating from GCR, which was very well rated at A+. So it really positions us well to do a debt capital markets program. And we're expecting to, do our maiden issuance before the end of October. So things are on track. Mm-hmm. And, accessing the debt capital markets will not just diversify our funding base, but should come at a slightly lower cost of debt as well. So that should also feature in sort of longer term prospects for the group.
Right. We mentioned the occupancy rate and collection rates in the beginning, in the introduction. What would you put the success down to?
Yeah, I mean, during the year, we filled up almost 9,000 square meters of space, and a lot of that in Waterfall City, but also in some of our assets outside of Waterfall City. And I think that the key success factor for Waterfall City is that, it's a smart, safe, sustainable city. We've been looking after both the security as well as some of the infrastructure like roads and lights, etc. And so our clients and our shoppers really enjoy being there, and it's, I think, relatively easier to fill space in a growing node with strong demand. So, you know, we'll, I think, continue to fill up some of those occupancies. Some of the vacancy that you see at year end was due to developments that were completed in May. And so we didn't have, you know, all the time to fill that space up. But I'm sure before the calendar year is over, we'll chip away at that 92% and bring it up closer to 100%.
Okay. You speak of customer and client satisfaction. Touch wood, we haven't had load shedding as bad in the past couple of months or so. But you've also, what, looked ahead and tried to mitigate this by installing PV systems.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's not just to mitigate load shedding. I think it really is to generate clean energy and sort of more renewable energy. Over the last 12 months, we've installed 12 rooftop PV systems, roughly 2.28 megawatts worth of power. And we're on track to reach our three-year target at the end of next financial year to have 7 megawatts installed. And so I think it's a great story. It's not just bringing down the sort of the overall cost for the group, but switching from diesel generators and Eskom power to renewable energy is always a good story. So yeah, glad that we're focused on this, and it's also meaningful in the bottom line, contributing to our overall growth and profitability.
Right. When we look at the strategic vision for the group, you've introduced Horizon 2023. Your vision for the future. Talk us through it.
Yeah. So I think quite ambitious of us to look forward and setting ourselves targets for what is in sort of the next 6 years. And it really cuts across the entire organization, from our people to our assets to our long-term profitability, etc. So we launched this earlier this year with one of our staff functions and got the buy-in from everyone. And like I said, it cuts across the entire business. Mm-hmm. It looks at our digital systems and how we go about doing business. And I think getting everyone within ATTACC to drive this has been a great sort of unification factor as well. So looking forward to the next 6 years of this 2030 journey.
What's life without ambition? Thank you very much, Raj, for your time this evening. Raj Nana, he is the Chief Financial Officer at ATTACC.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.